pretty good effort out of him. Good defensive game.
Yeah, good defensive game, but again, they come at you pretty hard. So, you know, we didn't get the offense that we probably wish we could have, and unfortunately, we came up short tonight.
What was your opinion of Gozit on Savard?
That's probably the classic blindside hit to the head. And after watching the replay, I'm usually pretty just reserved in making comments, and definitely the league will take care of it, and you have to trust that they'll make the right decision. But it was a blindside hit to the head, and that's exactly what we're trying to get rid of.
What's the right decision, in your opinion? So the league will make the right decision. What is the right decision?
You know what it is.
But it's
a guy like that has to be suspended. Okay, and that's the way I see it, because it's an elbow to the head from a blindside, and that's what exactly the examples they show of what we got to get out of this game. So we had a guy who's got a concussion, our best player, and he's going to be out for a while. So he was out on the ice for a bit, and that's unacceptable.
They put him on the backboard, but he did have some range of motion. He's waving to the crowd on the way out. What sort of words did you get from your medical staff about, you know, him regaining motion, et cetera?
Well, his motion is fine. It's a concussion, and he's got right now. How severe, I don't know. We haven't been able to evaluate that yet, but he was out for a bit. So when you're out for a bit, that's serious enough.
To your knowledge, there was no penalty called there at that point.
Yeah, you know, again, surprise. It's you've got four guys out there. You think somebody has seen it, but even myself, I was looking elsewhere where it happened. So you got to kind of, look at it, objectively, and say, well, nobody's seen it. But when you look back at the replays, you know, which we have an opportunity to do, it's pretty obvious that that was definitely a dirty hit.
So he's going to stay here tonight.
Yeah, he's going to stay here tonight, and he's going to be going back home at some point.
Typically, when they hand out punishments like that for repeat offenders, they seem to go a little harder. Is Cook the kind of guy that has a reputation?
I don't know, guys. I really don't care about Cook. Just we know his reputation, and that's all I'm going to say about that guy. I'm worried about my player, not Cook.
Anything else, guys? Like neck or back or anything, just a head?
Not that I know right now, but I think that's I went and checked, and that's all that was given to me for the moment. And I think I've given you everything that I know right now, and that's he's got a concussion, and that he was out on the ice for a bit, and right there and there, it's just severe enough.
Anything about his jaw?
No, nothing. I haven't heard any of that yet.
So talk about the spinal problem first.
Yeah, so that may be a case, but I wasn't in there long enough.
As far as the first two goals go, both goalies seem to think that they had the pucks covered. What did you think?
Well, I mean, that's a decision you have to make as a referee, whether you blow the whistle or not. And both times they didn't blow it, and puck ended up in the net. So whichever way we look at it, it kind of evened out, didn't it?
Given that the hit occurred with about 5 minutes left and you were down by one, did you have to tell your players anything, just to stay composed? Or?
Absolutely. You know, and anytime you see something like that, it's frustrating, and, you're thinking of revenge on it. You know, first and foremost, it's you want to get back at this guy, but at the same time, you've got to win a hockey game here. So, yeah, I had to keep our team under control and make them realize that we had to win a hockey game here.
In your opinion, when something like that happens, does it matter whether it's shoulder or elbow, or is it just the fact that it's a blindside hit?
Well, you guys have heard the rules, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want any hits to the head. They don't want any blindside hits to the head. And couldn't ask for a better example. That's all I'm going to say, guys, okay?
Thanks, guys.